Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
How are things, man?
You know what? Right back to work. Obviously coming off a tough loss in Missouri. It leaves a bad taste in your mouth. But, you know, here's what I know. Man, we're right back at it. Man, we got a game close to 48 hours versus Ole Miss at our place. It's a salute to service game. Excited about this opportunity, and we got to get it. So we want to go home, and that's exactly what we got to do.
Coach, before we get into talking ball with you, you mentioned salute to service this weekend. From what I hear from a little birdie, you guys are might be going a little different uniform-wise. What can we expect?
It's actually a different look. We put it out on social media. It's already out. We're wearing our white helmet with a little salute to service with our star V and our anchor. That I think will be a nice touch. Coaches as well as players on the sideline will be wearing these salute to service hoodies, which I think will be just another neat piece or component to what we're doing for our salute to service game.
Coach, you've looked at the film from Missouri. Obviously, by now we're late in the week. What did you see at the end of the game when it came to clock management? Maybe what could you have done differently there to give yourself a little bit more time to try to win the game?
Well, we could have looked at this game just a little differently. Man, there were two things that came up. You know, first of which was we were outside of 2 minutes. When you're outside of 2 minutes, the clock will. We'll stop, but it will restart. We had a player on that particular play, Juwan Williams, who went down. I thought he was down, and our athletic training staff thought he was down. So, and we walk out, but Juwan pops up because he knows where we're at. So, man, he hobbles off the field, but as soon as he got up, okay, and they were able to reset, they started the clock. And so with that, where it's inside of 2 minutes, the clock will automatically stop, but you automatically get charged a timeout as well because it's a player. It's a player foul. So, with that being said, we lost 20 seconds. But in that, and that's on me. I take full responsibility. But we had plenty of other chances in this ball game to get it done. So, with that being said, we'll be better with the clock. But we have to be better in the opportunities that were presented to us way before that even became a factor in order for us to win ball games.
I've got some game strategy for you for the Ole Miss game on Saturday. You ready?
Give it to me.
All right, give Keyshawn Vaughn the football like 6,000 times.
At least 50 times. We're thinking okay, 50 carries 50. For him.
Okay, 50 carries. I tell you what, I'll make sure, man, I get that memo to Andy Ludwig, and we can try to get that organized. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and just to keep him hydrated, like get the IV in the tent and then tell Blasingame to go in there, you know, when he needs to while my man's in there getting IV'd up. I was just looking at the stats, 354 rush yards in the last two games. That's the most by Vanderbilt running back in back-to-back contests since 1978. That kid is electric, man.
He is electric. You know, the Red Mamba, as he was called at Pearl Cone High School, now I'm in the Black Mamba. The second coming of. I mean, he's done a good job. I mean, Key is electric in his personality. He's an A type personality. He's an alpha dog. He loves to play. He wants the ball in his hand. And he makes us a better team. He makes Pinckney better. He makes Kalijah better. He makes our offense better. And if you ask Kyle Shermer, I'm sure Kyle appreciates, what he can do for this offense, in terms of being able to, keep us going and keep us balanced.
Coach, looking at the matchup this weekend, this is an Ole Miss offense that can put up some points. And Jordan Ta'amu, hasn't started his entire time there, obviously, but an older guy, veteran quarterback who really has found a rhythm. What is the key to maybe getting some pressure on Ta'amu?
Well, I mean, it's got to be about varying the looks. He's good enough where he can beat you with his feet. in terms of extending play. He is a dual threat quarterback, with a tremendous arm. I think his arm talent is much better than people give him credit for. I think he's more accurate than Drew Lock. And when you watch him, that's what jumps out at the tape. Or jumps off the tape when you watch him. He's accurate. He can beat you with a deep ball. He's accurate with the short throws. And when you talk about getting outside the pocket, he can really keep his eyes down the field and find his intermediate target. So it's going to be on us to make sure that we do vary the pressure, change up our looks, give him some disguise looks, man, that maybe he doesn't expect or has not seen on tape. And that's what we have to do, when we're playing against this guy, because he's definitely deadly with the ball in his hand.
Well, Coach, you talk about the different looks. I think it was the Arkansas coaching staff that told us when they were watching film of your defense, they went through and found maybe 45 different looks that you guys showed. I mean, that's something, changing that up, that's something that you and Coach Tarver can do.
We can. We can change the looks. But, I think what it gets back to, for us, I think teams get frustrated with, the amount of looks that we give. But essentially what they come back to, and this is what we have to have an answer for on Saturday, is in second half of ball games, teams just decide, okay, enough messing around. We're going to try to run the ball right down their throats. And so that's what this ball game is going to come down to, I believe. I believe that they're going to attack us because A.J. Brown is one of the best receivers in this conference. I mean, they've got a slew of receivers that can make plays. But, in order for them to really have some balance, they have to run the football. That's been a challenge for us, and we have to have some answers on Saturday in order to beat Ole Miss.
Yeah, that's something we talked about a lot with you last year, Coach. You guys are right around that 100 mark in defense or in rush defense, and I think right around there again this year. You got two opportunities left to win two games, get this team to a bowl game, get all those extra practices, all the things that come with that, all the accolades. What have the practices been like this week with your guys still knowing, Coach, they've got so much still to play for with these two games?
Well, addressing the first part, the numbers. The numbers, are what they are. I mean, like for us, man, we've had some, issues up front just in terms of depth and being able to get, quality play out of some young players. And that's just what this is. I mean, it comes back to recruiting a little bit, and we're gonna address that quickly. I mean, they get the chance to get better quickly. But as of right now, we have to continue to make sure that from a scheme and alignment standpoint, man, we can get guys, in gaps, getting off blocks and getting to the football. We just haven't done it well enough in the last 2 years. And that's something, we know and we have to take care of. When you talk about the practices, for us, the practices are good. I think our guys know how to practice. I think the things that I've been talking about are really focusing on the now, okay, and making it consistent because I'm trying to, bridge those small gaps in ball games where we either, don't show up or aren't playing well. And so with that, just keeping our guys in the now, making sure that I've continued to apply the pressure. Those guys have continued to hold each other accountable in practices this week. Okay, maybe so that we don't miss anything. And it all matters. It all adds up. We just needed to add up on Saturday.
Vanderbilt hosting Ole Miss Saturday, 6:30 p.m. Vanderbilt Stadium, VUCommodores.com for ticket information. Coach, we enjoy the weekly visits. Thank you very much for the time, and good luck on Saturday.
Hey, appreciate it. Let's anchor down.
All right, Derek Mason.
Let's ride, Coach.
At Coach Derek Mason.
I was waiting for a Swaggy D's Let's Ride. That's usually how he closes us out. He's trying something new this week.